Another very important source of lexical borrowings are the West African languages that came into America with the importation of slaves. Among the many Americanisms that probably have African roots are words for foods like gumbo and okra, and words pertaining to cultural practices and social structures. So hoodoo, the U.S. variant of West African voodoo, and bukra, a word that used to mean master, but was gradually replaced with boss. Bukra is another adaptation. It comes from the Efik word for mbakara, which means one who governs. So that's a bit about word borrowings, adoptions, adaptations, phonological and semantic alterations, and attempted etymological reanalysis, folk etymology. What about new words created out of English materials? Some of the processes through which Americanisms came into the language as American English was nativizing include compounding, derivation, conversion, back formation, and again, semantic shift. Now, I'm sure you know what compounding is, making new words by putting together two or more existing words. So in early America, we have words like backwoods, underbrush, upland, statehouse. Derivation involves combining roots with prefixes and suffixes, so-called affixes, in new ways. So now defunct words like boatable and cites, which actually means female citizen, and also words we still use all the time, like belittle, advocate, and even lengthy instead of long. Conversion is when words are shifted from one part of speech to another without any change in their form. For whatever reason, people really seem to dislike conversions, especially conversions from noun to verb. So, for example, people complain about contemporary conversions like to impact or to friend. Some of the more long-standing American usages that can come from conversion include to engineer, to loan, and to progress. And then there's back formation. This involves shortening words by removing material that seems to be an affix, but is actually an integral part of the original word. A great example here is Thomas Jefferson's verb neologize, a verb he seems to have neologized out of the original noun neologism. And finally, as with borrowings, English-based Americanisms can be created through semantic shift. I've already mentioned how the word corn underwent semantic narrowing. An example of broadening is the word barn. The word originally was used to refer only to a storage place for grain. Its meaning was broadened in America, so that American farmers nowadays use barns to store all kinds of things, animals, farm equipment, and so on. There's another type of semantic shift that's really creative, and that's metaphorical extension, when word meanings are altered in somewhat more fanciful ways. So, for example, the word hickory, brought into English from a Native American language, was originally used to refer to the tree, its wood, and its nuts. But gradually, it came to refer to a strong, unyielding type of person, and to one very important early American in particular, Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory. We'll have more to say about President Jackson later when we talk about the westward expansion of American English. But he was pretty unbending, just like Hickory would. A couple of metaphorical extensions involving original English words are fork, for divide in the road, branch, to refer to a tributary of a river or stream, and blades, for the pointed tips on the tops of corn plants. Now, we know that dialect words or word origins are fascinating, an endless source of entertainment, and sometimes even argument. But remember that dialects are more than just words. They also involve distinctive grammatical patterns and pronunciations. So as American English nativizes, it also develops its own ways of putting words into phrases and sentences, and its own pronunciations. Some American grammatical constructions include different than, rather than British English, different from, and do you have, instead of have you got. So in something like, do you have any idea why I'm giving this lecture? Rather than, have you any idea why I'm giving this lecture? Some of the usages can be traced to source dialects and languages. He's in the hospital, rather than he's in hospital, is possibly of Irish origin. Irish English is probably the source of the more regionally restricted usage you ones, yins, for plural you, which is found in Western Pennsylvania. And Southern you all, y'all, comes from Scots Irish. Other regional American English grammatical structures come from German. For example, the suffix fest in words like gabfest and filmfest. And so does the Pennsylvania area usage, are you coming with, for Are You Coming With Me? And French has given us Get Down from the Bus, used in the New Orleans area to mean Get Off the Bus.